Welcome back once again to Truth from the Heart with Travis Sullivan. As I continue episode number 10, which I've titled, A Reunion, 67 Years in the Making. It's all about God's sovereignty and reminding us that God has a plan for each and every one of our lives and that all lives have value. It's an amazing true story of what's happened to my mother recently, and so one that I have been wanting to share with you, and I am so blessed that I get to share this with you. I want to quickly remind you that you can tune into the podcast on various platforms: Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn.com, and more. And you can also check out the podcast website, rss.com/podcast/truthfromtheheart. You can email the podcast as well, truthfromtheheartpodcast@gmail.com. I do want to encourage you to listen to the previous three parts of this episode so that everything will flow and will sort of make sense. As I've said, I've tried to keep each episode that I've done around 20 minutes. I read somewhere when I started this that people start tuning out after 20 minutes, and so I didn't want to make the episodes longer or much longer than that. And so that's why I'm kind of having to break this up, because this is an amazing story. I don't want to miss any part of it. It's taken me several parts to continue to tell you this story. I'm hoping to possibly wrap it up today, but I may have to do it on one more part of the episode. There are three verses that I am using sort of as the theme for this episode, and they go along with everything that I'm talking about. I nearly forgot to do them on the last part of the episode. I had to do them at the end, so I want to remember to go ahead and do those right now. And here are those three verses. The first one is Genesis 1:27, and I read in the ESV version, and it says, "So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female. He created them." So we are created in the image of the Almighty God. Our lives have value. Each life has value. And I mentioned this on another part of the episode, and again, it never hurts, I think, to repeat things. And that is that every person that has ever lived, God has had a purpose for their lives. Now, some people never learn that purpose. They never live out that purpose in their lives, but there is a reason that every single person has lived. God does nothing by accident. So that's something that's very important to understand. Another verse that I have made sort of one of the themes of this episode is Jeremiah 1:5. "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nation." Another reminder that God knew us when we were in the womb. He knit us together. He has a plan for us. We have value in his eyes. And finally, the last verse, which I have said on each part of this episode, I have made my new life verse, and that's Jeremiah 29:11. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope." And again, that's Jeremiah 29:11, and that really goes along with this story. I'm going to continue the story right now, and I may recap just a little bit of what I've talked about. So it's an amazing story of my mom trying to find her biological family. My mom was adopted, and some of our friends and family knew that. Others may not have, and so she was adopted, and she never really had a desire to find her biological family. And just recently, she has an adopted brother. He found his biological family. And so it kind of got my mom to thinking, and she was like, well, maybe I want to try and find out who my biological parents are. And again, her main reason was she was really hoping that her mother was alive so that she could just thank her for choosing life and for giving her life and just letting her know kind of how things are going in her life and that she's had an amazing life. And just, you know, if she wanted to have a relationship with her, great. If not, then she understood that. But we weren't even sure if her parents were still alive. So again, I encourage you, listen to the past part of the episode, and I kind of walk you through how she did find out that who her parents were, and that she actually found that she has two full siblings, including a full sister that lives about 15 minutes from where we live now. And it's been an amazing thing. They connected. She was able to give some information about their father. And so let me talk a little bit about him right now. So my biological grandfather, as I said, he was about 18 years old when my mom was born. And he really wanted to keep my mom. He was 18, so he was not a minor at the time. My biological grandmother was. She was only 16 when my mom was born. And he really wanted to keep her. I'm pretty sure that my Mom's maternal grandmother made the decision to put her up for an adoption. We're so glad that she did. And part of that is because my mom's life would have been, I think, a lot different with her biological father, because he ended up taking my mom's biological sister and moving to California pretty soon after my grandparents split up. They were married for just a few years and they split up. And so he took my aunt out to California. They were out there for a few years. They did eventually move back here, and my aunt went to Sam Houston High School in Arlington. And so my mom may not have met my dad, because my mom met my dad in sixth grade. They went all the way through school together. And so that may not have happened if they had been living in California at the time. My grandfather also was married four times. I believe he had a total of seven daughters and one son, and he had a child with every woman that he ended up marrying. He died in 1995. He was only 57 years old. He had had a pretty distinguished career with NASA. He loved working for NASA. I'm not quite sure. I believe he was an engineer or something for NASA. He died in 1995, which was actually the same year that my mom's adopted mother passed away. She passed away in February, and her father passed away, I believe, later on in 95, in October, November, I think, something like that. So again, that's another similarity there. And so the thing about it is, I think if he had still been alive, of course, I think my mom still would have wanted to meet him and just kind of find out how he was doing and just talking with him, kind of learning more about him. And it's funny because my mom actually found from one of his daughters, she posted something on Facebook about him on, I think it was around Father's Day or something, one of my mom's half siblings. Anyway, she posted a picture, and this picture, it's a side profile of my biological grandfather. And I kid you not, when my mom sent that to me, I dropped my phone. I looked at it and I said, "That is you with a cowboy hat on." From the side profile, my mom looks exactly like her father. It's almost uncanny. I mean, obviously, he's got some sideburns. My mom doesn't have sideburns, but it was just amazing. I said, "That's you with the cowboy hat on. How awesome is that?" And I was just so happy that she was able to find her biological parents. And it is sad that he never got to see us and got to see his grandkids and kind of have a relationship with us. But I know that there's a reason for it. I may not understand what the reason is, but I know that everything is in God's hands. Everything is in his timing, and God has got a plan for everything. And so he was the life of the party, according to my mom's sister. And that's one of the amazing things. As I mentioned, my mom's sister lives about 15 minutes from where we do now. They get together every week now, and they have lunch once a week, which is just awesome. And they're having to get caught up, you know, 67 years of not being in touch with each other. They've got a lot to catch up on. Her sister's able to share a lot of things with her about her father's side of the family and just kind of how her father was and kind of the things that he liked and what he was like, and has some more pictures that she shared with us. And my aunt, so my mom's sister, married to an amazing, amazing man. We love him dearly. We love her dearly. We are so blessed to have them in our lives now and to have that relationship there. And they have two sons. Like I said, their second son is also named Travis. And one of them, I believe, lives in Tennessee. The other one lives on the west side of Fort Worth. And they came to my sister's wedding. They were there for that. They want to be a part of our lives. And we are just so blessed. Because as I said, sometimes with these adoptions, when you find your biological family, sometimes the family doesn't want to have anything to do with you. And it's something that you just have to accept. So we are so blessed and so thankful to God that it has turned out so, so well. So now let me tell you about my mom and her biological mother. And this is the part where things really get amazing, because that's really the one person that she wanted to meet and get in contact with her. Not that she didn't want to get in contact with her father, but her mother is the one whom she really wanted to meet. And so, as I said, my mom also has a full brother who lives out in California. And once she found out what his name was, she reached out to him, I believe, on Ancestry.com. And she reached out to him and she said, "I really don't know how to tell you this, but I believe I am your biological sister. And, you know, here are the names of our parents. I've been searching for them, and I'm just trying to get in contact with our mother if she is still alive." He responded back to her and he said, "Well, as you can imagine, I am surprised." He did not know about my mother. And he said, as you can imagine, I am surprised. And he said, my mother is alive and she lives over in England with her husband. So that was the great news too. Just hearing that she was still alive was something that, again, it's that hope of maybe we'll get to talk to her, maybe we'll get to meet her. So that was the first of many blessings in this whole situation is, okay, my biological grandmother is still alive, so my mom may be able to get in contact with her. Her biological brother reached out to her, forwarded her my mom's message, and he actually called her right away, we found out. And he said he didn't know about my mom because he was just a few months old when their parents split, and he went with my grandmother, and like I said, my mom's sister went with my biological grandfather or their dad. My biological grandmother didn't really talk about my mother and stuff. It was the family secret, as we came to find out. This was in the 1950s. You generally did not have a child outside of wedlock during that time. It was a very conservative time in America. That was just something that you did not do. But I'm not trying to fault anybody. I'm not trying to shame or guilt anybody. What happened, happened, and it all happened for a reason. I'm just trying to tell you that during the times, I can understand why it would be a family secret or why it would be such a big scandal in those days. And so I can understand how he didn't know about my mom. But nevertheless, he called their mother. He said, I forwarded you the message. Here's, you know, somebody reaching out to me saying that she's my biological sister. Is this the truth? And we found out he would not get off the phone with her until she either said yes or no, or until she admitted it. She did. And so she reached out to my mother and just said, how are you doing? Tell me what your story is. And so my mom just shared with her. And I told my mom, I said, look, she's the only person alive who can truly confirm whether she is your mother. And so you just need to point blank ask her, did you have a child in Pecos, Texas in the 1950s? And, you know, was your high school sweetheart the name of her father? It was a couple email exchanges back and forth. And she finally said, I would say that, yes, you have found me. And again, I cannot tell you the joy that was in my heart, but not just in my heart. That was in my mom's heart, that she had finally found her biological mother after all these years. And she got to tell her, thank you for choosing life. Thank you for making that choice. And just kind of told her, you know, I've had a great life. I'm doing all right. She told her about us and everything else. And there have been so many things in this story where you just see God in it all the way. And one of those things is when my mom reached out to her, her mother said that God had put you on my mind. He had put you on my heart. And I was wondering how you were, what kind of life that you had. And so my mom was able to share with her, and she shared her some pictures of herself, and she shared her some pictures of us, her grandchildren. And they have been emailing back and forth ever since. They've emailed every day back and forth. My mom just sent her a package for Mother's Day and sort of an early birthday gift. And it's just been amazing. All my mom wanted to do was just tell her, thank you for choosing life. And my mom said, you know, I will understand. It will be hard, but I understand if she does not really want to have a relationship with me. And, you know, it may have been a dark time in her life. Like I said, I can't even imagine being a teenager that young, having a child to have to care for, being in school and just being pregnant at that time. We don't know if it was traumatic. We don't know if it brought up some dark memories. But my mom just said, I just wanted to thank her, tell her I'm doing all right. And if she doesn't want to have a relationship, then so be it. But as I said at the beginning of this episode, God knew my mom's heart. He knew that she wanted to have a relationship with her biological mother. And so I think that's why it has flourished, so to speak, and that they've emailed back and forth and they're able to talk and kind of share what's going on in their lives. And like I said, they've got a lot of things to catch up on. 67 years. God is in this all the way. He's been in it all the way. My mom is very, very fortunate because, as I said, not everyone's story turns out this way. So kind of fast forward, as I said, my sister got married in April. My mom has, I think, Zoomed with her a couple times. My grandmother wanted to Zoom and see the wedding. That didn't quite work out, but I still recorded it, sent her some pictures from the wedding, and I got to speak to her for a little bit and said hello and, you know, just asked her how she was doing and stuff like that. And my mom does look a little bit like her in the face. I can see it. My mom really does look more like her father, though, rather than her mother. But nevertheless, we've been able to find out some information about my mom's side of the family and her mother's side. And we found out that my mom has an aunt that lives in Paris, Texas. And she is only a few years older than my mother. She's less than 10 years older. That makes sense because my grandmother was only 15 years old when she had my mom. And so my mom is hoping to meet her aunt here in the next couple of weeks or so. Hopefully they're going to be able to get together, and I'll talk a little bit more about her on the next part of this episode. I didn't get a course wrap it up. I'm not surprised. I don't have a whole lot more to share with you, but I do have some things to share with you about my biological grandmother that, one, are pretty amazing. And again, God has been in this all the way. To him be the glory for all of this. This has been nothing that we can sit here and try and take credit for. It has all been God. He has orchestrated this whole thing. He has brought people into our lives, family members into our lives that we never knew about. And so far, everyone has just been amazing that he has brought into our lives. And again, to him be the glory for all of that. I really do hope that this story is inspiring you, and I hope that you are understanding, if you did not already, that God has a plan and a purpose for each of our lives. It's not for us to try and figure out why this happened, why that happened, where we're going, what we're going to do, how everything's going to work out. That's where we got to have faith in him. We got to trust him and know that he has a plan for each and every one of us, that he has got a purpose for our lives, and we need to live out that purpose each and every day, especially for those who are adopted. As I said on one of the previous parts of the episode, I encourage you, if you do want to look for your biological family, it is definitely something I recommend doing, but do it with caution and just do it with an understanding that you never know what you're going to find. Hopefully yours does turn out as well as my mom's has, and as my uncle's, I would say, has as well. His turned out pretty well, but they may not all turn out that well. You may find out about stuff that you don't want to find out. You may be rejected by your biological family. You never know, but you've got to be okay with whatever you find if you start on that journey. And that's why I just encourage you, pray about it. If that's really something that you want to do and God has put that on your heart, he knows us better than we know ourselves. And so he will help guide you to that if that is truly on your heart. Let me say a quick prayer and close us out for today. I will continue this on the next part of the episode. Lord, once again, thank you for today. Thank you for this amazing, amazing story. Your hand has been in this story, and I'm just so blessed that I've got a platform where I can share this story with so many people. I pray that so many are inspired by this story and that they understand that all lives have value, that we all have value in your eyes. We all have a purpose in our lives. Lord, thank you for this amazing gift that we call life. Thank you for all of the blessings in my life and for all the wonderful people that you have brought into our lives as well. Thank you for sending Jesus to die for us. It's in your name that I pray. Amen. This is Truth from the Heart with Travis Sullivan. This is, of course, episode number 10, which I've entitled A Reunion, 67 Years in the Making. And if you have missed any of the parts of this episode, you'll definitely want to go back and listen to those. As I said, it's a pretty amazing story and one that I'm so blessed that I get to share with you. And if you have a question about any of the references that I have given to you, I can give those to you again. I'm trying to do them on each part. And again, they're just Genesis 1:27, Jeremiah 1:5, and Jeremiah 29:11. And I've got a couple more parts maybe of this episode, and then I will get things wrapped up. So I really do appreciate you tuning in. Share this podcast with your friends, with your family. I'm not looking to get famous off it. I'm not looking to profit off of it or anything like that. I just want to get the good news of Jesus Christ out to as many as I can. This is Truth from the Heart with Travis Sullivan. Remember, Jesus is King. Maranatha. And God bless until next time.